Good evening and welcome to the bar. I see you were dropped off on a motorbike this evening. How about I make you a sidecar? First, fill a cocktail shaker with ice. Then add a double measure of cognac. Add a shot of Cointreau. And then a jigger of lemon juice. Then shake well. When it's nice and chilled, strain into a cocktail glass. Garnish with a slice of orange and serve. Now, what do you think of that? It's a simple cocktail recipe, much like the old-fashioned. Despite that, it is still very popular today, nearly a century after its invention. Zesty. At its heart, it's really just a simple sour, but the sweetness of the Cointreau helps balance out the sourness of the lemon, leading to a very citrusy drink. You won't get scurvy if you have one of these every day. In a continuing theme, no one is quite sure how the sidecar originated. In point of fact, they can't agree which side of the channel it debuted on. At least it is generally agreed that it was named after the motorcycle attachment. The cocktail is claimed by L'Hôtel Ritz in Paris, but it is also attributed to Pat McGarry, the popular bartender at Buck's Club, London, by Harry McElroy, who you'll remember from a past episode. Robert Vermeer agrees on a connection to Pat, but only as the man to introduce the cocktail to London, stating it was previously popular in France. The initial recipe, listed in 1922 by both Vermeer and McElhorn, called for a 1-to-1-to-1 ratio of the ingredients. This French school of the drink was later superseded by the English school that calls for 2 parts cognac, 1 part Cointreau, and 1 part lemon juice. The IBA official version uses this ratio. There is room for variation, though, depending on how sweet you like your cocktails. Personally, I prefer this drier version, but a compromise of 3-to-2-to-2 between the two extremes of English and French schools is suggested by Difford's guide. If sweetness is what you look for in a cocktail, you can always sugar the rim of the glass. This was first noted in sidecar recipes from the 1930s, so don't worry about feeling judged and simply enjoy this unforgettable citrus cocktail. I think I can hear a motorbike engine humming outside. It was good to see you again. Until next time then, always drink responsibly. Dr. Wilco's Campaign for Better Beverages is a production of Tinker Tailor Soldier Sponge Productions. It was researched, written, and produced by Dr. Wilco. The cocktail was mixed and drunk by Dr. Wilco. The music was George Street Shuffle, licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3 by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. You can support this podcast on Patreon via the show notes and the website, drwilco.org/Patreon. A cocktail a day is probably not the best way to prevent scurvy.